Japan sprints into the U.S. mobile phone market.
This podcast is supported by American Express Bank FSB, offering high-yield savings accounts designed with convenient features to help reach savings goals. To learn more or open an account online, visit personalsavings.com/savings. Member FDIC.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Japanese company SoftBank has reached a deal to buy 70% of the American wireless carrier Sprint Nextel. The $20 billion deal is the largest ever Japanese acquisition of a foreign company. Marketplace's Amy Scott is with us live with the details. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
So first of all, who is SoftBank exactly, and why do they want Sprint Nextel?
Well, SoftBank is the third largest mobile carrier in Japan. It was the first, actually, to offer the iPhone there. But the Japanese mobile market has been pretty stagnant. So this deal gives SoftBank a toehold in the U.S., which it sees as still growing. For Sprint, it's also number three here in the U.S., and it's been struggling behind the much larger Verizon and AT&T. Sprint also has a lot of debt. So this deal gives the company much-needed cash, basically.
Okay, and what is it going to mean for U.S. consumers? I mean, there will be a major change of the three big carriers.
Right. Well, it could mean better service. Sprint is in the middle of a $7 billion network upgrade, and analysts say it could use this injection of money to build out its 4G network to better compete with Verizon and AT&T. It could also use the money to buy other companies to improve its bandwidth. One possibility is Metro PCS Communications, which actually just agreed to merge with T-Mobile. But of course, first, this deal will have to be approved by shareholders and regulators.
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Well, Mitt Romney and President Obama will face off on the debate stage for the second time tomorrow night, with just about 3 weeks to go until the election. And when voters make their choice, they'll have a lot to think about. David Weinberg reports now on some new research that looks into whether a voter's personal finances will be the deciding factor.
Do you think your personal financial situation will be better if Obama wins the election or Romney? This was a question from a poll being released today by Bankrate.com about how Americans think their finances will be affected by the election. So what did people have to say?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all.
I don't think I really know that much about my personal finances.
These are not answers from the actual poll. I spoke to Edward Bush and Carissa Tanwakio on their lunch break. But my very unscientific poll had similar results to the Bankrate's.
29% said they'd do better under Obama, whereas with Romney, 20% said they'd do better under a Romney administration.
Klaus Bell is a senior banking analyst with Bankrate.com. He says that most of the people surveyed, 45% to be exact, said that it would not make much of a difference either way. Those numbers were significantly different than the results of a similar poll Bankrate did in June. In that poll, it was a dead heat, with both candidates receiving 21% of the vote. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in global trading this morning, up 0.5% in Tokyo, almost a full percent right now in Frankfurt. Inflation is falling a little bit in China, which says prices edged up just 1.9% last month, compared with a 2% rise in August. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow inched up 2 points to close at 13,328.
This podcast is supported by American Express Bank FSB, offering high-yield savings accounts with a competitive variable interest rate and convenient access via phone or web. Link your existing bank accounts without switching banks. To learn how this FDIC-insured high-yield savings account can complement your savings goals and to open an account online, visit personalsavings.com/savings. Member FDIC.
Well, last Friday, we heard from the head of one of the biggest sites on the internet, Twitter. This morning, we've got the head of a rising star website called Rap Genius. It's been called the Wikipedia of rap, and it just got $15 million in venture capital funding. Mahbod Mohadam is one of the founders, and he is with me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So explain the concept, first of all, behind the site for people who haven't been there.
Rap Genius explains the meaning of rap lyrics, and I know that just sounds like a corny message board site, but it does it through this intricate social web. and you get rap IQ points for explaining stuff, which are like a virtual currency on the black market now.
Okay, so let's give it a shot right here. We're going to play you a little clip of a song, and we'll ask you what it all means.
Bong bong.
Okay, so is pious pious because God loves pious? Socrates asked, whose bias do y'all seek?
Yeah, so this was an explanation that got a lot of attention because apparently, like, Jay-Z's making a reference to Plato's Euthyphro. And, you know, I was so ignorant on this whole topic that I thought it's called Plato's urethra. You know, I don't even, I'm not really a Greek. You know, I'm Persian, so we had beef.
What about when he says, I'm out here ballin', I know y'all hear my sneaks?
And then he has the thing about Screech, which I thought was the guy from
Saved by the Bell. But it's
apparently
not.
There's this Oxford professor who translated The Republic at like MFA Screech or whatever.
That's who he's talking about.
Yeah, that's who he's talking about.
How do you avoid, and this is a question that every big, huge, popular website has to think about now, how do you avoid becoming a website that's hot for a moment and then goes away?
Lyrics has been around forever, and no one's going to stop writing rap songs or country songs or analyzing the Bible.
But somebody could come along and do exactly what you're doing as a competitive website to you.
I don't think so, because anyone who would just want to jock our styles would never have the jokes.
And that's what people are coming for, you think?
I think people are coming for the voice and the community, and it's rap academia, and we don't even charge tuition. And it's a place full of love. We've had couples meet through Rap Genius.
Mahbod Mohadam of Rap Genius, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And finally, to Germany, where a man just found his car 2 years after forgetting where he parked it. It was lost after a drunken night out on the town back in 2010 and was found a couple miles away from where he thought he had parked it. The stuff he had in the trunk, by the way, $51,000 worth of power tools, was still there. And I guess we won't ask any questions about that. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.